Have you ever heard of PFAS? They're chemicals that were once used in firefighting foam, Teflon, and Scotchgard, chemicals that have contaminated water systems around the country and are linked to a number of health problems. Last week, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services released a report that found those chemicals are dangerous, even at lower concentrations than the EPA said were safe in 2016. EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt has said reducing the risk is a national priority. Let's bring in Catherine McCabe, who's commissioner of the Department of Environmental Protection in New Jersey, which is in the process of regulating the chemicals at the state level. Commissioner, welcome, and tell us about the dangers of these chemicals. What have you seen them do?
Well, what we have seen is that these potential health risks that we will experience from these chemicals as they build up in our body include toxic effects to the liver, to the immune system, the thyroid, the endocrine system, and the male reproductive system, as well as increased levels of cholesterol and liver enzymes, and a decreased immune response, which could make vaccinations less effective, and higher incidences of childhood infections and low birth weights.
And these are called PFAS chemicals, by the way. Northeast states and manufacturing states have some of the worst contamination. These chemicals were also used on military bases. They're sometimes called forever chemicals. Explain that.
The chemicals are extremely persistent in the environment. That's good for manufacturing use because they repel oil and water and are highly resistant to breaking down under high temperatures, which is why they're useful in firefighting foam. But they persist in the environment and they persist in the human body if we ingest it.
So what are your concerns about the EPA when it comes to these chemicals? Do you think Scott Pruitt is going to do enough?
I don't know at this point whether Mr. Pruitt will take action on these. EPA has indicated that they are beginning to consider the rulemaking process that they have available under the Safe Drinking Water Act.
But one of the concerns I know is that Pruitt plans to regulate just two of the chemicals here, which are actually no longer domestically produced. There are thousands of these chemicals. I mean, what do you want the EPA to do?
We would like the EPA to seriously consider regulating them and to move as quickly as possible. There is enough information on the two chemicals that you mentioned. They are called PFOA, P-F-O-A, and PFOS, P-F-O-S. And there is a substantial amount of health information and studies on those chemicals that would allow EPA to do a rulemaking. That would set a nationwide standard. Now the public is faced with a patchwork of state advisory levels that differ and differ in turn from EPA's level, which is very confusing to the public. And there are states, unlike New Jersey, that do not have the technical resources or the legal authority to set their own standards. They are dependent on EPA standards for taking action. So although we can control this in New Jersey for the sake of our public and the clarity of the message here, but also for the sake of people in all the other states, EPA should be the one who takes action on this.
What kind of opposition do you face on this issue? Does the industry push back in a big way?
The industry has not pushed back in a big way against anything that we're doing right now because we have only begun taking the rulemaking actions that give them an opportunity to do the pushback. They did, however, comment quite adversely on our proposed rule for one of these chemicals, PFNA, and I would expect to see them comment adversely if we proceed to issue proposed rules for the PFOA and the PFOS as well.
And do you think that these chemicals should be regulated as a class or individually?
That's a very difficult question. They are not all toxic at the same levels, and it would be difficult to regulate them as a class when we only have the health-based information for a few of them at this time.
Is it possible to filter them out of the water that we use?
Yes, it is. There are two methods, granulated activated carbon, which is often used to remove contaminants of all types from drinking water, and reverse osmosis is another process that is available to do that. It can be done, but at this time, without a binding regulatory standard, the public water supplies generally do not test to find out if these chemicals are there.
I want to ask you one more question, Catherine McKay. People may not know this, but you were Scott Pruitt's immediate predecessor as the head of the EPA for about a month right after President Trump took office. You were nominated by the Obama administration to take that role until Trump's nominee took over. I just wonder what you think about what's been going on at the EPA. A former EPA administrator, Republican, Christy Todd Whitman from your state of New Jersey, has been quite critical of Scott Pruitt. What do you think?
I fully agree with Christy Todd Whitman. Scott Pruitt has been taking back many of the rules that EPA has put into place over the years to protect the health of the American people and to protect our environment.
That's Catherine McCabe, who is the commissioner of the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection and former acting administrator of the EPA. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.